In a courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia today, a federal judge heard arguments about whether cameras should be allowed in the trial of Zakaria Moussaoui. He's the Frenchman accused of conspiring with Osama bin Laden in planning the September 11th attacks. The current rules bar television cameras in federal courtrooms, but Court TV and C-SPAN are asking the judge to rule that that ban is unconstitutional. The prosecutors say there's no reason to let cameras in and plenty of reason to keep them out. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Here's a bit of irony. For the debate over whether there should be cameras in the courtroom, Judge Leonie Brinkema had two cameras in her courtroom, although they transmitted the hearings only as far as the overflow room. Lee Levine, the attorney representing Court TV and C-SPAN, said those cameras are just the point. There's not enough room in one courtroom to satisfy the world's interest in the first terrorism trial related to September 11th. This is a public right to observe trials, not a parochial interest of the press. And he told reporters later, the Supreme Court has ruled several times that the public has the right to observe criminal trials.
In a trial of this magnitude, of this importance to every citizen of the nation, that right to observe cannot be vindicated simply by the fact that there are 70 seats in that courtroom available for the public to sit in.
Moreover, Levine said, times have changed. Since Court TV began broadcasting local trials in 1991, the public has grown to expect gavel-to-gavel coverage. But Justice Department Attorney Elizabeth Collery said there's no reason to overturn the ban in federal courts, which dates back to 1946 and which has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. One problem with television, she said, is the dynamic it creates in the courtroom. Witnesses and jurors know they're being televised. As Dan Schwartz, the former general counsel for the National Security Agency, put it,
if they're playing to the camera instead of playing to the court and the jury, a very different kind of trial can occur.
Judge Brinkema seemed ambivalent about the effect on the jury. To the Court TV attorney, she said it was a legitimate concern. But later she told the Justice Department attorney that technology had changed. We have two cameras in this room, she said at one point, and I don't know if you would notice them. The judge seemed more concerned about security, especially in the age of the Internet. Again, Dan Schwartz.
The witnesses, the participants in the trial, the jurors, all have very realistic concerns that televising the trial would make their images permanently available for persons who may want to do harm.
Court TV argued that the judge has discretion to order that a witness's face not be shown on camera. Last year, Attorney General John Ashcroft said at a Senate hearing that he was concerned not just about security, but about the terrorists using American television as a public forum.
Are we supposed to read them their Miranda rights, hire a flamboyant defense lawyer, bring them back to the United States to create a new cable network of Osama TV or what have you, provide a worldwide platform from which propaganda can be developed?
Although, as former Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder points out, propaganda can go both ways.
Part of what we are trying to do is to convince nations around the world of the rightness of our cause, and one of the best ways in which you can do that is to share the information not only about Moussaoui that would come out during the course of the trial, but also the other evidence that would inevitably be introduced about Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. And I think it would help our effort around the world to do that.
Brinkema said she would make her decision no earlier than next Tuesday. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.